True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Know who this is, Crowder? It's a good song to start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Half.
This is Danzler.
Danzler. The guy the Dolphins got?
No way I was getting this one.
You know who this is, Solana?
Danzler.
Danzler.
Talented.
Embarrassing, right, Jimmy? Embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Crank it up for a second. Let's feel happy for a moment.
Telling you, lean into the Canes. We're talking all this Dolphin. We got to lean into the Canes down here.
The Bee Gees.
Ah, of course.
And the drummer is Danzler.
That's right. The Bee Gees with Danzler. Monday Rewind on WQAM is sponsored by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Football lives in the tap room. At Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, you can watch every Dolphins game with more than 25 beers on tap, $4 pregame Pilsner pours, beer pitchers, food specials, including Eat Your Enemy. So Chef Jeff, every week, is bringing a dish from the opponent's city and putting it on the Funky Buddha menu. So this Sunday they play New England. So what do you think Chef Jeff is putting on the menu?
Gotta be clam chowder.
One would think, but no, because Funky Buddha never does stuff the normal way.
What is it?
Lobster roll.
You know what? That makes more sense. And it's actually a better dish.
I have to tell you, I want to go get that. I want to go get that. I love a lobster roll, and I know how seriously. Now, here's the thing, though. Is Ryan or Casey or Chef Jeff listening? If anyone's listening, text me, because I want to know, are you making the lobster rolls cold or hot? There's two styles of lobster roll. One's called a Maine lobster roll. I forget what the other one is called, but they come hot or cold. Now, which do you prefer, Crowder? Because there's a correct answer here.
Hot. Everybody likes hot meat.
Solana?
Huh? No, I go hot as well. I go hot as well because the bun has to be toasted. Never had one.
Remember, Jimmy? He's allergic.
Yeah. You eat lobster rolls,
yeah,
Jimmy?
I'm allergic for sure, Jimmy.
Got some more lettuce in his mouth.
You don't eat lobster rolls, huh?
Well, man, they're delicious. Hot ones with the butter toast, the toasted butter bread, and the lobster.
The correct answer is cold. You are incorrect. The cold lobster rolls are the preferable way to eat a lobster roll. Now, you still have the toasted bun, the toasted roll, but the lobster meat itself is like a lobster salad. It should be cold. Now, based on all that, I'm sure Funky Boot is making them hot because whatever I like, they do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But this Sunday, you can get a lobster roll at Funky Buddha Brewery. Obviously, college football on Saturdays. They've got all the TVs there. You won't miss any of the action. Oktoberfest is coming soon. Get ready to say Prost. What does that mean?
Cheers.
It does?
I believe Prost is cheers. I could be wrong. I believe that's what it is.
Because that's what they sent me. Get ready to say Prost soon as Oktoberfest kicks off in the tap room Friday, September 19th. Now, what are they doing here? Because they kicked off fall in the middle of August. They're kicking off Oktoberfest in the middle of September?
Oktoberfest in Germany starts before. Like, it started already. It starts in September.
But we're not in Germany. They're in Oakland Park.
But beer and the beer community, Oktoberfest is huge.
Is it?
Does it? Whatever. So what? Yeah. I mean, St. Patrick's is huge in the Irish community. You don't start it in January.
They don't dedicate themselves.
But that, you know, joke, that's the problem with that holiday. Like, they carved out one day, and Germany's like, no. Oktoberfest, we're going to do a whole month. And really, like, a whole
season. But now Funky Buddha is starting it in September. They've got Mike McDaniel's calendar. You know, Mike McDaniel's calendar is very off because he didn't realize the regular season started yesterday. He thought it was still preseason.
I'm not. I can't argue at somebody drinking more beer because that's what I do.
Well, you can do it at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. I will find out if the lobster rolls are hot or cold.
Do you toast your subs?
No.
Oh, okay. That's weird stuff. If they offer toasted meat, cheese, you toast them. That's what you're supposed to do.
The bun should be toasted, 100%.
And then they put the meat and cheese. Should be cold.
A lobster roll is refreshing. That's one of the delicious parts of the lobster roll. It's refreshing.
Not refreshing hot?
No.
That's crazy.
It's sullen and sad hot.
you get depressed eating a hot lobster?
If I eat a hot lobster roll, I get depressed. I mean, if I have a hot lobster roll, I need a side of Zoloft.
Damn.
All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on this Reaction Monday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'm talking about the Bee Gees. Just to start the segment, and really quickly, Hawk, I wanted to share this with you. I didn't know. I found out Run DMC. The name comes because there's Run and then there's DMC. Like, I didn't realize there was multiple people in Run DMC. I just thought the name was Run DMC, and I found that out last night.
Yeah, Rev Run is Run, and DMC is Daryl McDaniel, and Jam Master Jay, the late Jam Master Jay, was their DJ.
The more you know.
What's the Bee Gees? Is that a name, people? You
know. Yeah, there's
that
one
is the
B
Brothers
and
Gibb.
There's
no, there's the Brothers Gibb. There's three Gibb brothers, and they're the Bee Gees.
I got another wrinkle in my brain.
There you go.
Crazy.
I have no idea who the starting linebackers were for the Dolphins, but I can tell you any of the info you need from the Bee Gees and Run DMC.
Damn Brothers Gibbs. Come on, man.
Andy Gibb, Maurice Gibb, and Barry Gibb. I can even name the Gibb brothers that made the Bee Gees.
Fascinating. All right.
There's only one surviving Bee Gee, and he lives in South Beach.
He got some bread, too, don't he?
Oh, yeah.
They got that money in the trust.
Sir.
Come on, Blair. What's his name?
Blair.
So we've
Blair Danzler.
Blair Gibbs. Killing him.
We've spent most of the show, rightfully so, hammering the Dolphins. Yesterday was tough. It was embarrassing. I have some positive Dolphins news for everybody.
All right.
Some news that involves the Miami Dolphins that I think is positive and perhaps could serve as an opportunity to cheer you up about yesterday's loss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it ties in perfectly with Danzler and subs, because remember last year the Publix released a Dolphin sub. You guys remember this last year? And it was Tavern Ham. No, it was Tavern Ham, smoked pork, Swiss cheese, crispy jalapenos, and a lemon garlic aioli. It was almost like somewhat of a play on like a Cuban sandwich, almost.
Hmm.
Publix today released their new 2025 Dolphin sub from a year ago in anticipation for tailgating coming up next Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. And I think they have not only provided some joy, but perfected this sub. Chicken tenders from the Publix deli.
Makes sense.
Sweet sriracha sauce and spicy three pepper cheese. That's the 2025 Publix sub for the Miami Dolphins.
I went to the grocery store yesterday, Publix on Flamingo, and I saw it. That's why I yelled chicken tender out. I haven't eaten it yet, but it looks delicious.
Makes sense. Everybody loves their chicken tender subs. Let's not get cutesy. Let's fire up the chicken tender subs. Little cutesy on the pepper cheese, but I'll grin and bear it.
Because you got that little baby stomach, man. Who doesn't like some little pepper cheese?
Because a sub is meant for Swiss cheese. Period. End of story. That's what's supposed to be on a sub. I don't care what kind of sub. It's supposed to be Swiss cheese.
I don't agree with that.
Well, no. There's no agreeing or not agreeing.
American.
No.
A provolone? Turkey incorrect. And provolone?
No.
Cheddar.
Good old-fashioned cheddar.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I think Swiss is one of the least enjoyed cheeses.
What are you talking about? It's got holes.
And it's a ripoff. Right. Well, that's the point. It's a ripoff. It's a fluke. It's less cheese. When you order Swiss, it's got those stupid holes in them.
Let me tell you, the best Swiss is Lorraine Swiss. A ton of holes.
I dated her in college.
Yeah, more holes the better. In the cheese, my cheese.
This Lorraine was a wild one. What are you? Is there really a Lorraine
Swiss? Oh my God. Literally the best Swiss out there, Lorraine Swiss.
I don't know.
All right. I'll stick with some good news. The Hurricanes beat Bethune-Cookman 45-3. They stay number 5 in the AP poll.
All right.
Any major takeaways from that game? I don't know if anybody got to watch it or not, but Canes came out and did what they had to do.
I don't really know which game you're talking about because I've been looking up Lorraine Swiss. So I just said, all right, sounds good. And then you had to go one step further.
I didn't watch it. I knew they were going to blow them out, but it's what good teams do. Exactly what happened.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, gentlemen, Bears, Vikings, the final game of the Week 1 slate. Talking about the Bears game, Yearhawk.
He just sent us a Lorraine Swiss meme or something.
Now I'm so in the mood for Lorraine Swiss, man.
Vikings are -1 on the road tonight. -120 on the money line. Bears +1 at home.
That game can be heard here, by the way, on 104.3 FM WQAM.
I think Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have to come out and do something. I thought Tua and McDaniel was too, but I think Ben Johnson got hired to fix Caleb Williams. He has to show that he fixed him.
The the way Detroit looked without Ben Johnson yesterday, I mean, this guy will instill himself into the Football Hall of Fame if he turns Caleb Williams into Jared Goff.
And Caleb Williams can throw the ball. He can make all the throws. He just wasn't comfortable. You could just see him holding the ball too long. If Ben Johnson is what we think he is, I think Caleb is going to have a stupid year.
My son had sent me a tweet. I don't know if this is valid. I don't know if it's true or not. And he loves the Bears and Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. He really loves Justin Fields. But the tweet he sent me said, Jared Goff has had five different play callers in his career under the three not named Sean McVay and Ben Johnson. He's 0-19-1.
I'm telling you. You have that good coordinator in you. I've talked about it. Nick Saban calls the defense, we're top 10. Paul Pasqualoni comes in, we're terrible. Like, the play callers have something to do with success.
Days, I mentioned, until the Miami Heat season opener, and we got a report today. I waited until the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, Hawk, so you can't get mad at me, that there's mutual interest between the Heat and our old pal, Precious Achiuwa.
Who says you can't come home?
I'm always uncomfortable saying his name.
Somebody texts in, by the way, the Bee Gees are Barry, Maurice, and Robin Gibb. I said Andy Gibb. Andy Gibb was their younger brother who had a solo career. Shadow Dancing was Andy Gibb's big song.
Where's Blair?
Blair Dantzler is still fronting the Rolling Stones.
Just to finish out some other notes from the weekend. In the U.S. Open, Arina Sabalenka did beat the American Anisimova. Straight sets, she wins her fourth Grand Slam title. Second consecutive U.S. Open victory. And Carlitos Alcaraz defeated Jannik Sinner in four sets. His second U.S. Open win. His sixth Grand Slam total. These two guys have split the last eight slams. That has never happened. Tennis in very, very good hands moving forward for the next decade and a half.
I want to pat myself on the back because I told y'all I watched Sabalenka and I watched Anisimova on the same court at the back-to-back games. There was no chance that little girl was going to beat Sabalenka. That she is a grown woman.
She is.
Do we have the sound? I sent you a video. I don't know if I never followed up. Can we do that in the next segment?
It's we can do that Rex first Ryan. In the next segment.
Yeah, Rex Ryan talking about Mike McDaniel just popped into my head.
There was a lemur at the Miami Hurricanes game.
Saw that.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't like bringing around wacky animals. You got a football game. You got to bring a lemur. Okay, we got you. You're special.
And I went, what's that place right there by the Heat Arena? Where they let the lemurs jump on you, a lemur experience, Jungle Island or something.
Oh, Bongos?
They have lemurs?
That's why they closed.
Man, I went to Jungle Island and did the lemur experience, and lemurs are aggressive, and they grab your nose, stick their finger in your ear. They're just nasty little jokers.
Yeah.
And then Bill Belichick, following up on the report that scouts aren't allowed to go to UNC practices and go scout UNC. He was asked after UNC's game on Saturday about the report, and he flat out said, well, I'm not allowed around the Patriots facility, so they're not allowed around our facility. So he did confirm that at the very least, New England Patriots staffers will not be allowed to go to UNC.
I thought that was a BS story. Remember, I said, why would he punish his players? Doesn't make any sense. And I thought it was the stupidest comment by him. I think it's a stupid move. And it would be like, I'm the head counselor at some camp. I'm banned from Dave and Buster's. So you guys can't go to Dave and Buster's. But that's why we're here at camp. Like, part of the fun of camp is going to Dave and Buster's. And like it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, get over yourself, Bill.
Get over yourself. It's petty. It's silly. It's goofy. Like, this UNC thing is starting to show way more about Belichick than we ever knew in New England. That's dumb as hell.
It's dumb as hell.
I can't. My players that want to go to the league, I'm going to take a team out of scouting them.
There's
to go to the league. 32
possible destinations for you to further your career, but I'm going to make sure that you cannot have access to one of them. So now all the other college players have access to all 32 teams. You only have access to 31. Come play for me.
I think he's playing this college coaching game a little silly. He won't be there 4 years. His son's going to be the head coach soon.
Yeah.
Who gives the Dolphins a better chance to win this Sunday against New England? Mike McDaniel or Bill Belichick? If they both took over today.
Lorraine Swiss.
I'll go with Lorraine. Or Tony Danzler. What about Tony Danzler?
Your weather,
closer, Tony Danzler.
What about Blair Gibbs? Just anybody but Mike McDaniel.
Your weather, it's pouring rain in my neck of the woods right now. I know the rain showers continue into the late afternoon in South Florida, so drive safely.
I'm going to play some sound for you in the next segment of Rex Ryan just torching Mike McDaniel on Get Up this morning. So we'll have that for you. We'll keep talking Dolphins football as well here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Run DMC. Solana, can you name the three members of Run DMC?
Bradley, Nancy, and Lindsay Swiss.
I know Rev Run and DJ Mixel.
DJ Mixel.
and one more fella.
Are you talking Jim Mixel? Are you talking about Jam Master Jay?
Jam Master Jay. Well, his friends call him DJ Mixel. I don't know if you were that close to him.
Well, actually, his real name is Jason Mizell. So you're not way off on Mixel, which is, I don't know if that was a lucky guess or...
And my man, when I see him at the Tootsies, you know, I would call him DJ Mixel.
He's dead. It was a terrible hip-hop murder years ago.
Mm. So I didn't see him at Tootsies.
You did not.
Mm. Well, the guy got me. I got him free drinks and all.
I mean, what do I even do with that? I got to... It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I texted Ryan, Casey, and Chef to find out if they serve the lobster sandwiches because they're doing lobster rolls Sunday. They're going to do whoever the Dolphins opponent is. If you go watch the game at Funky Buddha, they're going to have a special menu item based on the Dolphins. Wow, are they going to do chili, you think? Do they play Cincinnati this year? Cincinnati on the...
I don't think they play Cincinnati.
The Dolphins, schedule? No. Oh, I don't think they do.
That's a bummer. No. Anyway, they're doing lobster rolls this Sunday for New England. Chef says they are serving them either hot or cold. It's your choice.
They do. They do play Cincy, by the way. Third to last game at home, December 21st.
Chili, baby. Chili.
So they have they have the AFC North this year? Because I know they play Baltimore. They play the Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals? Or is that one of their off games?
Yeah, they play all three of them.
Yeah. I know they play the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get it either hot or cold. Ryan says hot is the correct way to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Chef says cold is the original, which is where it originated in Connecticut. And I said, cold is the way to go.
Yeah, but
Ryan told me to stick to eating tuna fish sandwiches if I like it cold, to which I responded, and this is the 100% truth. I've never eaten a tuna fish sandwich.
You just eat tuna out of the bag?
I eat salmon out of the packet. I don't love tuna.
You don't love tuna, but you like salmon?
I don't love tuna. I love salmon. I don't love tuna. I have tuna every now and then in sushi, you know, and sometimes, yeah, like the tuna tostones at Funky Buddha. They're fantastic.
They're phenomenal. Delicious.
But I don't love tuna. Most people prefer tuna over salmon.
Yeah, I do.
I prefer salmon over tuna.
Yeah. But then the upgrade of, like, I don't know if back in the day I had to look into it where the lobster rolls were cold because they couldn't, there was no ovens or whatever. And, you know, you have to upgrade.
Don't worry about how it was. Just worry about what tastes better.
That's what I'm saying.
It tastes better cold.
No, it tastes better hot. And then, like, pre-Jim Crow. I like post-Jim Crow.
Hmm. Interesting.
Agreed.
I think that's how they refer to the sandwiches. If you want it pre-Jim Crow, it's cold. Post-Jim Crow, it's hot.
Oh, man, you can't put that on a menu.
Ask your server for more info.
Oh, that would be a hell of a menu item.
Play this sound. This is from Get Up this morning. This is Rex Ryan going to town on Mike McDaniel.
You know, maybe he's on a different level, McGenius guy, whatever the hell he is, nerd boy. But anyway, their team has no respect for the coach. They play like that. They're like, come on, man, get us a dang guy in here. Where's the physicality of this team? What did you say?
They're soft.
Like, I'm with you on that. Every part of their football team. They have tons of talent on this team. Daniel, we were talking, that's why you picked them to win. Because they have tons of talent. Yeah. They don't play with any passion or any smoke to them.
So Rex Ryan calls him McGenius and Nerd Boy. Now, Rex Ryan is more
old school,
similar to what most NFL coaches are like.
Yeah. But, Hawk, I personally know those guys that are from that it's really a Mike Shanahan tree where Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, Kevin O'Connell, those guys are aggressive people. Mike McDaniel's not. Like, I thought, you know, Rex is doing it for TV, but
Rex Ryan, I think aggressive people respect other aggressive people, and I don't think they respect non-aggressive people very much. I think Rex Ryan probably looks at Mike McDaniel as nerd boy and a joke. I think Rex Ryan is kind of the guy who says stats and numbers can all take a back seat. I know football. Nerds don't run football. I do.
Tua Tagovailoa is a more talented quarterback than Mark Sanchez. Rex took Mark Sanchez to two AFC championship games.
Fair.
That's the aggressive part of it. Raheem Morris is not like Mike McDaniel. I'm cool. Been in Raheem's house. Like, we're friends. He's made like old school football. Kevin O'Connell's the same way. Where I think Rex is looking at these, like he said, guru, genius, analytical, nerd boy, whatever you want to call them, where those old school guys, and it's not just what you've been around, it's how you want your team to play. And I think McDaniel, I don't know if he lost the team, but Rex is saying he lost the team.
Yep.
They have a lot of talent. They're getting beat by 25 points in the first game of the season.
But Crowder, really quickly, you can't compare the era that Rex Ryan took that team to the AFC Championship game to now, to the era now. And also, that defense had literally a generational cornerback in Darrelle Revis and was built to go and beat the Bradys and beat the Indianapolis Colts. And why do they fall short consistently? Because their offense stunk and Mark Sanchez stunk. I know I'm on an island here. I refuse to believe that this comes down to Mike McDaniel being a nerd or being walked over. I'm not saying that it doesn't influence the outcome, but at the end of the day, I think it's an easy narrative to fall back on. You have to get your guys to execute. In the game, your scheme has to be elite, and that's where McDaniel's consistently falling short. His scheme that we all praised over the past couple seasons in 2022 and 2023,
yeah, but scheme,
no longer works.
Scheme look like effort yesterday. Scheme,
Solana,
like
you literally maybe, no. He's you sound like a Madden baby, where X and O is going to come over. They're not going to
settle
overcome.
Down, Rex. Ryan Clark.
You really sound like a Madden baby, Solana. X and O's aren't going to overcome the toughness. That was a Bart Scott led defense. Like, I remember that defense. I was right in the thick of it. They had some dogs on defense. They had some ass-kicking human beings, Solana. X and O's and this and that. No. Did the defense carry Sanchez? Sanchez wasn't a good quarterback. But they went into every game knowing that they're going to bust people in the face, and by the fourth quarter, you don't want to get slapped in the head anymore.
And in 2023, McDaniel's scheme, before it got figured out, we went into every game saying they're going to score 70 points, they're going to score 30 points. And now he just hasn't shown the ability to be able to adjust his scheme
his play call. So bad that they looked like a peewee team out there to the Indianapolis Colts. Like, you're saying that the scheme is so bad that they literally looked like they didn't belong on an NFL football field.
And I'm saying, I don't think the difference between them looking how they did two seasons ago and them looking how they did yesterday in Indianapolis all comes down to the fact that McDaniel's lost the locker room because Crowder
didn't say all, but there does seem to be a chasm between how they should be looking and acting on the field versus how they are. And, you know, like, it kind of started with Tyreek Hill at the end of last season and then players bailing on it the offseason or whatever. It's not all, but that's part of it. We got to take a break. Chef does indeed confirm that they are doing chili for the Bengals game.
Hmm.
So, but if Chef, if you're listening, don't get cutesy with your take on chili. And we know what's in chili. There's beans.
Mm-hmm.
There's meat.
Mm-hmm.
Chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do it Cincinnati style, heaps of shredded cheddar, cheese.
Don't put no sweetness in there. Nobody wants a sweet chili.
Yeah, a little sprinkle of cinnamon. Sour cream and shredded cheddar. So excited for Funky Buddha for Sundays now. All right, quick break, and we'll wrap things up in the next segment here, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game, and there's a lot of games, including one tonight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And football's here. What's better than college and pro football action? Girls and beer every NFL Sunday and Monday night tonight during the season. Enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. This Saturday, if you want to watch the Canelo Crawford fight or the Crocker Donovan fight, you could see it at both Cheetah Pompano Beach and Cheetah Palm Beach. So a lot of action going on. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Dolphins, unfortunately, made it easy for us to get through this Monday show. I wish we were talking about how great they looked and how right I was during the entire offseason leading up to this. And it was the exact opposite. They looked terrible. I look like an idiot. And I imagine you'll get more of me looking like an idiot throughout the season.
I would say I'm not punning on it. I think they had a wake-up call. I think they have a lot of talent. I think they have to recalibrate, as they want to say. I'm not giving up on the season yet. I still think it could be a – Hawk, same thing we said. Are you with us on an 8-9 win season now?
Man, it's rough to believe that after what I saw yesterday, especially with what's coming up. I was so disappointed yesterday with the effort – and the notion that Mike McDaniel didn't look like he had prepared anything creative. The view of Tua looking like he regressed. Like, I don't know what happened yesterday. I don't know what happened, but it does not bode well to me for a 9-8 season. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they turn it around Sunday against New England. But, man, I didn't see a single thing to grasp onto yesterday.
I think the manhood, the testosterone, the ego of some players, they're going to have to tighten up. But like I said, they're a 7-9 win team. And I think that's – I think now I'm the optimistic guy. We swung in one game, but I'm the optimistic guy now. It looked bad.
Yeah, it was rough. That was rough. Larry Bluestein is coming up tonight after us. Monday Night Football on this radio station. How about that? I want to tell you about my good friends and the amazing award-winning team at Doral Kia. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And let me tell you something. We bought our son's Kia at Doral Kia. Mitchell, the king of Kias, took great care of us. He will take great care of you. My son's driving around in a K4. You can be doing the same. I am telling you, Doral Kia will take care of you. Nobody sells for less. So why pay more? Save money and pay less. The great deals are at Doral Kia. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. I'll have more details on Funky Buddha and their endeavors. Because I said to, I texted Chef, I'm like, hey, this lobster roll you're doing Sunday, is it a lobster roll or are you're putting lobster meat on like some lettuce and you're putting mustard on it and it's your version? Like, are we doing a traditional lobster roll or is it going to get real cutesy the way that they do with the nachos and stuff? So we'll find out because I don't have clarification from them because
warm.
Well, either way, you can get it cold or warm at Funky Buddha on Sunday, but the proper way to get it is cold. Trust me, you won't be disappointed with a cold lobster roll. Warm lobster roll, very dicey situation. Yeah, very dicey. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday. It'll only get better from here.
Go Canes.
Worst, right?
Hey, I'm jumping on. Go Canes.
Yeah, I'm going to beat the snot out of USF on Saturday. Everybody, great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
I am Sam.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.